So on the Andy Griffith Show, there's an episode called The Sermon for Today. And it's actually a lot like the other episode we talked about not too long ago, Man in a Hurry. And this sermon, in this episode, there's a preacher from New York City that comes into Little Mayberry, and he's talking about, you know, how everyone is just constantly in a hurry. And even on Sundays, people just don't stop. In the gospel today, we hear the story of Martha and Mary. And our Lord says to Mary, or about Mary, that she has chosen the better part. She's the one who decides to stop and to be at the feet of our Lord Jesus, to hear his voice, to receive peace and comfort. So our Lord, I think, maybe today is saying, you know, we really need to put on the brakes, to pay attention to what is important, like Mary and the gospel. You know, the Lord is a genius, I think, he is a genius, for giving us Sundays. Because on these days, you know, he tells us, look, we need to slow down. We need to, you know, he gives us 6 days for running around with our head cut off. And then he gives us one day to recharge. And how do we recharge? How do we refill the tank like we refill our cars? We refill it with the Lord. We make this day filled with rest in the Lord. Our lives can be so busy, and there's a great temptation today to make this day like any other day. You know, a few examples with our sports. You know, sometimes this day is filled with different sports. You know, it's even worse during the school year, where, you know, the children are in their leagues and everything, and sometimes, you know, what signal are we sending to our children if we allow them to be in a league which, you know, might have a sport game 9 a.m., 10 a.m. in Sunday morning? You know, that, you know, this day is reserved for the Lord. Or working on this day. You know, understand that, you know, sometimes people, you know, have to work, especially if you're maybe a single parent, a single mother, and you have to, You have no choice to take care of to help raise your children. But, you know, this day, our Lord says, you know, we shouldn't do any servile work. We shouldn't do anything that's not necessary. You know, so as we can, you know, rest in the Lord. Or shopping, you know. You know, it's even worse today with the internet. You know, we can just do it from the ease of our home and stuff. But no, we should really put off that stuff. Yes, if there's something that we need, maybe milk or something for our children, or, you know, but don't make this day about that. You make it about the Lord. Or sometimes we put Mass on this day in a little box. Okay, I did my duty. I got my obligation finished. And now I can just use the rest of the day to do whatever. No, this whole day, you know, is about, you know, resting in the Lord. A day to spend time, you know, with your families. Again, families are always on the go. You know, after we worship God together, you know, we should spend time together. You know, eat meals together, and not just on this day. You know, but really, it should be every day. Put down those screens, you know, your phones, your computers, the TV. You know, spend time together. That's how we, you know, grow together. That's how we can help each other out. You know, maybe one of us is struggling with a problem. Like, I can go to mom and dad, or you know, or my brothers and sisters, you know, because they're taking the time to listen to me, to help me, you know, through those things. You know, so truly spend time together, you know, play together, play games together in your home, as a family. So our Lord says to slow down, focus on that relationship with Almighty God. This fixes every problem. Maybe sometimes we get in a rush because, maybe we have some sort of issue that we just don't want to deal with. So we're running around. But the Lord is saying, look, slow down on this day. I can heal you. I can bring peace. I can calm all your anxieties, all your fears, and give you comfort. We can think of, the story of Elijah in the scripture where, he's wondering where the Lord is, and he looks for him in the wind. He looks for him in this grand earthquake, all these grand events. But then he says that, look, I am in the quiet. I am in the still small voice that you hear. Mary in the gospel understood that. She knew to stop so as to be able to listen to him, to be able to draw strength from our Lord to listen to him. Or Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, she contemplated all these things in her heart. She kept everything of our Lord before her always so as to draw strength from him, especially in his passion. We hear in the second reading about what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. I mean, there's absolutely nothing lacking in the suffering of Christ. It's perfect. So what is Christ talking about? He's talking about our sufferings, and our sacrifices united to those. Maybe we let go some of those, entertainments that we have, or, sacrificing something for the good of our faith, for the good of the other. All these different things can help us fulfill that reading, uniting our life and everything we do to the Lord. Or Abraham in the first reading, he's talking about, he takes the time to serve, the messengers of the Lord. He takes time for his faith. He made it a point in every action of his life. He didn't just put his faith in a little box, but let it permeate everything that he did. So our Lord, gives us this day to rest in him. God can't, he's not going to force us to do anything. He's a gentleman. But he's pleading with us today. Come, you who are burdened and are labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He wants to give us, peace. He wants to strengthen us for our journey in this world and ease our burdens. So may we, like Mary in the gospel, sit at his feet, listening to him, drawing strength from him. May each one of us choose the better part like she did. May we be a Mary in a Martha world.